Before we get into the science behind it, let's step into the office of Kate Brandis, one of my colleagues, who has gamely agreed to download the free app and take it for a spin.
And I'm just going to log in using my Facebook account. And it says, let's get started. It's suggesting Blue Moon, which I like.
Kate gives it 4 stars as she continues to rate bottles and build a taste profile.
Oh, okay. So I've rated on a star system about 3 different beers and 3 different wines, and it says you're done. You've rated enough to get started. However, the more you rate, the more we can help you discover.
The discovery process starts, according to Kurt Taylor, founder and CEO of Next Glass, with a piece of equipment worth about $500,000 that's roughly the size of a small copier, a liquid chromatography mass spectrometer. Known in scientific circles as a mass spec, it's perched on the edge of a counter in the back of a second-floor laboratory at UNCW's Crest Research Park. Inside the machine, more than 100 tiny amber vials of wine and beer metamorphose into a numerical rating on a smartphone. Taylor's opening a small drawer which holds the samples.
The auto sampler is able to open this drawer, stick a needle into the top of the sample. There's no oxygenation involved because of that. And then it extracts the wine or beer, goes through a cleaning process, and then injects it into the chromatography portion of the instrument here.
It only takes about 4 minutes to tag and measure several thousand compounds. Those compounds then show up as data points on a chromatograph on a computer monitor, which looks a little bit...
So it kind of looks like a seismograph. And so you see all these different peaks and lines, and each one of those represents a different compound.
And so the bottle of wine is demystified. The company won't earn income until at least the middle or end of 2015, says Taylor, when the company can start charging grocery stores, bars, and restaurants for access to its database.
If you're a new restaurant and use our tools to pick an inventory that was suited to your geography, you could then say that you want to reach out to 500 people that would love this wine in your area. And so you could say, okay, just added this wine. Next Glass says you'll rate it a 95. Come in and try it, and we'll give you $5 off.
However, says Taylor, Next Glass won't sell users' personal information. So back to our test drive with Kate. Initially, Kate had only rated about 5 or 6 bottles.
Scanned a bottle of Guinness Extra Stout dark beer, which, blah, no. Gave me a 96, so that's surprising.
When we asked Kurt Taylor about this, he told us, the app doesn't have enough information about her tastes, so she rated about 15 more bottles and went back to the store.
I just scanned a bottle of Layer Cake Shiraz, which is something I have tried before and actually kind of liked it. The score from Next Glass was an 88.6, so I'd consider that pretty accurate. I scanned a bottle of Red Stripe Jamaican Style Lager, and it gave me a 65. I have tried Red Stripe. I do not like it.
So while the app may tell a user that it only takes a few bottles to get started, in our unscientific experiment with Kate, quantity was key in order for the app to develop an accurate taste profile. Expanding Next Glass to sodas, coffee, and liquor is in the cards, eventually. But Taylor says right now he's focusing on building his company's valuation. The best way to do that, develop millions of users. So how soon does he expect to cross the 1 million download mark?
That's really tough to say, but we'll definitely be looking to do that in 2015.
Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.